Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning, my coffee house friends. How are you? Come on in, sit down, relax. We're just going to be together for just an hour this morning. But, you know, this is one of my favorite shows to do, even though I roll straight out of bed to do it. I'm actually drinking some lemon tea. I kind of got smart. I brought a small coffee maker up to my office, and no, I'm not making coffee in it, but it's perfect to make some hot water to make tea, and so I've got some lemon tea going on here this morning. I'm feeling pretty good. I slept really well last night, and I'm going to tell you why I think I slept really well. But first, I opened up the show today with Paris Tune and his brand new track called Sick, featuring Miss Cece Peniston. That piece I love so much, and it just takes you back to that really kind of soul-wrenching love, heartbreak music that really, really speaks to the soul. And so I was thrilled to be the person to be able to break this first on Flava Marlex Radio. Paris is so sweet to me. He lets me break all of the brand new music coming out of his camp here on Flava Marlex Radio, and that's just one of them. He's working on some amazing music right now. But, you know, I've been having some issues with sleeping, and I think some of it comes down to just some of the things that have been taking place, you know, going into this year, and not being able to have a conversation, you know, with some people, and wanting to have an honest, just really honest, open conversation to kind of find out where some things stood and this and that. And, you know, I think that it's very hard for people to have that type of dialogue, especially when you love and you care for someone. And you've worked with someone for a long time. And I was able to have that conversation. And now I understand. Even though I knew a little bit of kind of what was going on, to actually have the conversation, it puts all the pieces together. And now we both understand, and now we can move forward. And so I think that's why last night I kind of slept better. There was a peace in my soul, because when I care for people, you know, I really internalize it, you know. It's something very important to me. It is something that really matters. And so to have people that I care for, you know, kind of being in an unsettled place, and I don't know the words that go along with the defining what that is, I do. I internalize it. So I think because of being able to finally have that conversation, you know, it brought me some peace, and it's good. And for me to be able to share some things, too, that have been going on, and how I feel and how I felt about, you know, what was going on with them. And so anyway, you know, it's good. I'm going to encourage anybody, you know, out there listening, that if you're in a place where you need to have a conversation with someone, try to push it, but in a loving way. If it's a person that really matters, and it's not a person that you want to walk away from, or people that you want to walk away from, push it in a loving way. You know, of course, when you get angry and you get your back up, that puts up the walls. Sometimes you have to give people space, and then they'll come back and have a dialogue. And that's what ended up here, is just needing to give space. Even though it bothered me, I knew I needed to give the space. And so, you know, it wasn't that there wasn't contact going on, because we would text each other and wish each other a good day, and always stay in some form of communication, but just not having that dialogue. So anyway, I think there are other people that it's like, you know what, it's not even worth having a conversation, and it's easy to walk away from. But I think that you need to be able to identify that for yourself, you know, what it really really means to you. I want to play a few more songs. I'll come back and share a few more stories. And I'm just really happy that you joined me here at the coffee house today for Morning Coffee with Flava. And let's see, who do I want to play for you next? Scrolling down my list. You know what? I think I'm going to play Randy Gill's new single. It's called Marry Me. And I think it's like the perfect song. You know, if you're trying to woo your girl and let her know that you want to marry her, you know, I think this is the perfect song. And did you know that Randy Gill is Johnny Gill's brother? That music talent runs in the family. I'm telling you, some families are very, very blessed with it. So again, Randy Gill with Marry Me.
I can't wait to see your face.
My angel,
when I'm down, I'm Since I met you, I haven't been able to stop talking about you. And a good friend of mine asked me how I would describe you. and all that I could think to say was, you're like jazz licks or a rim shot. You're the sass that dares to ask, is that all you got? You're cooler than the other side of the pillow and chill like 7 degrees below zero. You're like that, yeah, just like that. You're like that end of the day sigh. You're like resting your back on the grass as clouds pass by. You're like, thank you, Jesus, when things go your way. And you're that look when there's nothing more to say. You're like that, yeah, just like that. You're like coming home after being gone too long, or singing out loud to those old school songs. You're like all of those dances that we used to do. And you're the beauty inside the pain of the blues. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that. You're like hot water cornbread or snapping beans. You're like that bend in Big Mama's elbow when she was stirring the greens. You're like all of that sugar and sun-kissed tea. And you're like rocking steady on a front porch swing. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that. You're like the feeling you get remembering way back when, wishing you could do it all just one more again. You're like orange sunsets or golden dawns. You're like knowing it's time to go but still holding on. You're like thinking about someone and suddenly they call. You're like that satisfaction you feel when you know that you've given it your all. You're like taking a day just to lay in bed together. You're like slow dancing to always and forever. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that.
Okay, maybe the theme should be love this morning. I kind of first started out with the love of friends and colleagues to, you know what, that kind of intimate kind of love. Okay, Randy Gill, marry me. If your man was to put this on for you, would you just melt and say yes? I think that if I was in love and a man played Marry Me by Randy Gill, I would just like melt like butter and just say yes, 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 yes. Then I went into Michael Walker with Sweet Swag featuring Earl T. Harris. I love that piece. I hope one day to actually sit in a room while Michael Walker is playing. I just think he's really, really got a wonderful sound. Okay, so Michael Walker plays the guitar, you know, and Mr. Sweet Swag is singing is Earl T. Harris. But, you know, that's just, that type of music kind of just makes me think about that, that kind of sexy, kind of two-stepping, you know, across the room type music thing. I went into my man, Christopher Fields. I have listened to Like That many, many times. Many, many times. But you know what? This is the first time I thought about dancing to some spoken word. Have you ever thought about dancing to spoken word? You know what? You can, at least off of that particular song, you could dance to some spoken word if it's done right and done well. I closed out that set with a very, very special piece. It's by a dear friend of mine, Patrick Domino, who had passed away, and that piece is called Baby Baby. Hopefully I don't start crying because when I played it, it made me smile. But he had cancer that spread throughout his body. And, you know, before he passed, I was given his music to play. And I promised him that I will always keep him alive through his music. But this particular piece, I never had a chance to feature him on my show. And I just really kind of kick myself in the butt right now when I think about it. 'Cause I should have done it. And I don't know why it didn't happen. But I heard him featured on another friend's show. And he talked about this piece. And he talked about, you know, when he wrote it, it's kind of like, you know, sitting there just watching a sexy woman walk down the street in some heels and just with that sway and everything. And, you know, I can picture him just doing that, you know. And it's funny. It's funny when you think about what influences a creative soul to create. You know, the music that I played so far this morning, they all have stories behind why they're created. You know, and sometimes the stories of the creator may not in the end be our stories when we hear it, because I think that we as the person experiencing the art from the outside, we put our own interpretation, you know, onto the music that we hear. We put our own interpretation onto the book that we read or the piece of art that we look at. I think it even comes down to the fact of, you know, what people put on. You know, the clothes that they wear. Some of us might say, that is nice. And then sometimes you might say, did they have a mirror? Did they see what they were putting on? It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, the music I just played just made me smile. It did. It made me smile. It made me think about love and what it would feel like. Am I in love? Maybe one day I will tell you. Maybe one day I will tell you. Because, you know, I am one of these people that kind of believes in keeping my private stuff private. You know, I will post pictures about my kids or my grandchildren and stuff like that, you know. But, you know, I'm pretty private when it comes to a lot of things. And I keep my circle very, very small, you know. And I try to protect. I'm really kind of like this mama. I try to protect those that are in my world, you know. And I understand the craziness that takes place. Man, you could just sit on Facebook and watch the craziness that takes place. So maybe one day I'll talk about it and stuff. But I hope you're doing well this morning. I've been sitting here looking out the window and it's gloomy so far. I don't know, maybe it'll rain. I really hope it doesn't rain because I really feel for the rescuers and the people that are working day in and day out. I think that they said it's been 11 days now since the mudslide. I don't know, has it been that long though? But anyway, the mudslide up and also the Darrington area up north of Seattle. They've been having a really hard time, you know, just going through all the mud and stuff. There's still people that are missing that are unaccounted for. And it just breaks my heart to see what that community is going through. You know, it's a beautiful thing with all the people that are coming together to try to bring peace and to help the situation. That's a beautiful thing, but just, I don't even know. I don't even know, you know, what to say. So this is what I will say to you. Tomorrow's not promised. It really isn't. And I think that we are being given reminders over and over and over in so many different ways. You know, the tragedies that we are hearing about on the news to the, you know, horrific natural disasters that are taking place, you know, around the world. I think they are definitely, if you take nothing else away from them, take it as a reminder that tomorrow is not promised. And I think that we really need to take the time to get our things in order. I think that we need to take the time to let our loved ones know that they matter. I think it's time to forgive. And I think that when I say that, it means not only forgiving those that you feel that have hurt you, but I think it means forgiving yourself. I think it's time to do some real soul searching, you know, and be really honest with ourselves. I think that sometimes we fight battles that aren't worth fighting. And sometimes we're the ones who actually start it. And I think that we need to really, really be mindful of that. Some things really are not worth it. If you're really, really unhappy in a situation, you know what? You have a choice to stay or leave. Or you have a choice in changing your attitude. You know, and so, I don't know, I've been thinking about it a lot. You know, it started out with working on my health. You know, I look at my family, I look at my daddy, you know, and what he's going through. I try to every single day give thanks for my blessings, you know, because every single day I know that I'm blessed. You know, that is something I was having a conversation with my daddy about, you know, always being grateful, you know, even when certain things don't feel the way that we would like it to feel. There's always something to be grateful for. You know, he's going through a really hard time, aging. I think he forgets he's 91. You know, he'll be 92 this year in a few months. And I think he forgets that he's lived a very good, healthy life compared to a lot of people who are way younger than him. But still, even at that, you know, it makes it hard for him, you know, when there are certain things and limitations that he has because he just doesn't have the strength or, you know, he can't eat the things that he would like to eat. And he gets frustrated, and I understand that, you know, but I think it comes back to being grateful again. That can help us through those times when it seems very, very hard. But, you know, please make amends with those that matter. Walk away from those that really don't. I really don't think that we're put on this earth to have to get along with everyone. I just don't. I'm not one of those that believes that. But I think that we need to know who really, really works, who has our best interests at heart. I think that we need to be honest with ourselves. When we talk about surrounding ourselves with good people, right? I want to take it a step further, and I want us to make sure that we're one of those good people. That we not only surround ourselves with these great, amazing people, But that we're one of them and that we have something to bring to the table. I think there are a lot of people out there, especially when you watch this arts and entertainment community online, that take it on like it's all about them, you know, and it can't be and never can be just about yourself, because there you need people to help push you forward. You need people to help support and push you out there amongst more people than who you know. And so it can never be just about yourself. And I've really, really been thinking about that. You know, how do you build those win-wins? You know, I think there is a way of doing it. I really think that, you know, everybody in a situation, a relationship, a connection should feel like they matter, that they're heard, that they're respected, that they're needed, and that they're valued. Everybody. You know, and so if you're not able to bring that to the table for the other person or persons that you need to be a part of your team, then don't do it. Really don't do it, because in the end, something is going to go so very, very bad. And I think that people shouldn't waste their time, you know, if they can't be sincere. You know, so just really, really think about those things. I want to scroll down my list and play some more music. You know what? I'm going to take you over to Italy. I love this man and his music, and I'm going to play One Solution by Antonio Ferraro out of Italy. Thank you.
to me.
How about a kiss for a little miss?
Go-go juice and sugar cane, just a game gone insane. Hair of flax and costume racks, stage mom smacks, it's all in vain. Love is more than sugar sticks, it's so sweet it makes me sick. Kiss my cheek and let me say, mommy can I go play today?
Mommy can I go play today?
I know that I can't be your beauty queen, but if I dress up nice and do everything right, will you be kind to me? I know that I can't be your beauty queen, but if I dress up nice and do everything right, will you be kind to me?
How about a kiss for a little miss?
Thank you.
you mean to me, love is a melody that sings so sweetly, and you are
my lover,
and you are
my joy,
you are
my lover,
and you are my joy. You may
sacrifice
to shine on the gray sky. Let me make this place. I'm gonna be a shelter through the pouring rain, 'cause you
another show, and I hope that you enjoyed the music that I played, and I hope that you appreciate some of the things that I talk about. Please know that is my opinion, and we do have the right to our opinions, right? But the thing is that, you know, I think the biggest thing, if you take nothing away from this show or any of the shows that I do, I come with a good heart. I care. Because if I did not care, I wouldn't even talk about the things that I talk about. I want to be healthy. And that's emotionally, mentally, and physically. And I want you to be too. You know, there's so much that we can control in our own world. And there's so much that we can do for ourselves that can change everything from what we eat to what we think, to who we surround ourselves with, to how we approach the good and the bad and the ugly. You know, we have that choice. It is so easy to blame other people. The reality is other people are always going to bring some form of issues our way, but it's up to us and how we choose to handle it, you know, internalize it, whatever it is. Make that phone call today. Let somebody know that you love them. Forgive someone. Even if you don't say it to them, forgive them within your soul. Because trust and believe, it will bring you peace too. You know, tomorrow really isn't promised. And every single day that I get to wake up and hear my daddy wake up, I give thanks. I'm a very lucky girl, a very lucky girl to have had my daddy this long. You know, when I played that piece by Patrick Domino, I knew that he was going to pass. But still, even when it happened, it was so very hard for me. The beauty that came out of that was that I get to keep him alive by playing his music like I did this morning, baby, baby. I have another dear friend that, and colleague, you know, we done some work together, and he's taken pictures of myself and my grandbaby and stuff, and had no idea that he had any health concerns. And he was supposed to be, you know, coming back to Seattle to take some pictures for a concert that I was doing, and he passed away right before he was supposed to come back to Seattle. And that took me, I still cry. It's been a few years now, and I still cry. And I never thought that I wouldn't ever see him again, you know? The wonderful thing, though, about Kirk and I is that we had that friendship, that bond, that we were family. And every time we talked on the phone or we communicated online or whatever, we always said, I love you at the end of it. So I don't have regrets in that way, but I miss him terribly. I still miss him, and I hope one day I come to peace with that, you know? So, please, please know that you matter. Please know that we have choices, that you have a choice. Please forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive your loved ones. Walk away from the people that aren't healthy for you. You know? Just really do it. It's not easy, I know, but trust and believe it will lift a weight off of your shoulders. I think so much stress has encompassed so many of our lives that that's why there's health issues. That's why there's mental health issues, you know, because of the stress that we carry. So anyway, gosh, the show went by quickly. But I appreciate you meeting me here at the coffee house every Wednesday. I was a little bit more awake today, but I think that's because, you know, I had some peace. And I was able to get some really, really good rest. And I rolled out of bed very easy this morning. So as I end most of my coffee house shows, you know, please look in the mirror. Know that that person that's looking back at you matters. Love yourself. Hug yourself. Smile at yourself. Then as you start the day, go out and share a smile with somebody else, especially a stranger, because you just don't know how that simple, simple act can change their day. Have a great day, and let's meet again here at the Coffee House next Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye for now.